Well, friend, did you know when you woke up this morning, his mercies were already new for you? That's right, right beside your nightstand with your name on it. I'll tell you what, his mercies are new every morning, and praise God for that. That's for sure. Hey, happy Thursday. This, of course, sixth day of July. Boy, that just sounds just kind of clunky to say. I mean, in my mind, it just feels like the beginning of June. The truth. So here we are. It's July 6, 2017. Joey Crow with you. Did you have yourself a good 4th of July? Oh, yes. Our neighborhood, our subdivision, they put on a nice firework display each and every year. We did that, I think it was Saturday night. Yeah, this past Saturday night. And right there in our driveway, we have like a front row seat to just the most perfect fireworks, that's for sure. So we enjoyed that. We had a nice little cookout with family this past weekend, and a great 4th of July, of course. And here we are. It's Thursday. So good to see you and spend some time with you. And our church is getting ready for a vacation Bible school the 19th through the 21st. That's coming up at Galilee Baptist in Decatur. I know our friends at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Savoy will be having their vacation Bible school this Sunday, July 9th through the 13th, cornerstonesavoy.org. Peace Lutheran Church in Thomasboro will be having their vacation Bible school July 17th through the 21st. Friendship Lutheran Church of Joy in Champaign will be having theirs July 31st through August the 4th. And lots of other upcoming vacation Bible schools and more. Just take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And if your church has one coming up, quickly get that to us so we can promote that to you free of charge. Just our way of saying thank you and giving back to the community. You can get that to us, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can send it through email. Yeah, it's staff@greatnewsradio.org. And as we continue here in the summer months, would you remember this radio ministry with a special gift of support? You know, I've said it before, for many charities, many 501c3, many ministries and churches, giving tends to slow down when the weather starts warming up. Would you remember us here at Great News Radio with a special gift of support? Here in the month of July, you can write to us and send in your gift to the address I mentioned earlier. It's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online. That's how we do it in our family. Just visit greatnewsradio.org. Click on Donate there at the right-hand side. Or if it's easier for you, you can just call Karen in the front office, 217-367-7777. Again, telephone number is 217-367-7777. Well, we're going to change things up a tad here for today's edition of Mark and Friends. We're going to be playing and celebrating Christmas in July. Yes, we're going to be playing some of your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music, but also have some Christmas devotions that are worth focusing on year-round. So let's get things started today as we celebrate Christmas in July on today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Where's the eggnog?
On the first day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of the Savior that set us free. On the second day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. And on the third day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of three wise men, joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. And on the fourth day of Christmas, oh, how I'm gonna sing all for my King with three wise men. my friends will join and sing. On the sixth day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing that we've been forgiven, Gloria. And on the seventh day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing, but it's a day of rest. On the eighth day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing. On the ninth and the tenth day, gonna sing of Christ in the manger. On that holy night, with all of creation, take a day of rest, cause we've been forgiven. Gloria, all for my King, with three wise men of joy and peace, and the Savior that set us free. On the 11th day of Christmas,
to adjust your radio or double check your calendar. We're celebrating Christmas in July today. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Mark and Fred's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today. I hope you have your cup of coffee, because I certainly have mine. Hey, you know, this past Christmas, our neighbors across the street, they had this beautiful Christmas display, and it just said one word, decorated in lights and so forth. The word was hope. Oh, it was just a beautiful display, and just how fitting it was for that Christmas season to remind us that God humbled himself in the form of a baby to come to earth to give you and me hope. Now, most of us, I hope, all have our Christmas displays down by now, I hope. But I would say my neighbor's display could be left up all year round. Friend, because the hope that we have in Jesus Christ is not just only for Christmas season, it is for every day. So as we continue on this Thursday, be reminded of the hope that we have in Christ.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn. Of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the all he could give to show us.
I know we're changing things up a tad today. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends celebrating Christmas in July. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, I was just thinking just earlier today, why is Christmas time such a magical time of year? Think about that. And I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. Maybe because everyone is expecting a miracle at Christmas. I don't know. I mean, look at all the popular movies that come out. I mean, each one has a miracle as its central plot. Whether it's a boy hoping for his parents to get back together, a shop owner hoping to he can keep his business running, or a town who needs a new hero to help save Christmas, right? And maybe you are listening on this Thursday, wishing for your own miracle. It's probably much smaller than what makes a holiday movie, but it's no less important to you. Friend, 2,000 years ago, there was a couple who had hoped for their own miracle. But like many, they had long given up on the dream. Zacharias and Elizabeth prayed for a child, but year after year after year after year, that prayer went unfulfilled. So they gave up on the dream. But this couple did not give up on God. They stayed faithful. And an angel told Zacharias that he and his wife Elizabeth will have a son after all. And Zacharias had a hard time thinking God could really use silly old him. And after all, he was and his wife were past the childbearing age. But true to his word, God performed this miracle in the lives of Zacharias and Elizabeth. And you know the rest of the story. John the Baptist led revival in Israel and would later baptize Jesus, the very Son of God. It may be today, like Zacharias, you're letting God know that there is something too big for him, something even he can't fix. And the story of Zacharias tells us that there is nothing, friend, nothing, nothing, nothing too hard, and that God is still in the business of doing miracles, even in your own life.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you.
I'm
celebrating Christmas in July on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Festive music right there. Michael W. Smith and Christmas Time. Oh, this was so much fun today. I just love it. Celebrating Christmas in July today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Francis. Joey Kroll with you. Yep, I had lights here in the studio all day today. Now, since the program is over, I got to take them all down. So, hey, I really appreciate our fellowship just here in the last 30 or so minutes. As we focused on just the Christmas story here in July, being reminded of the hope that we have in Christ, which isn't only for Christmas, it's for each and every person, each and every day. Amen. Hey, you can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. How about that? Praise the Lord. Friday, looking forward to the weekend. And until next time, though, just remember, as you go out and about, just remember that God has called you and me to be salt and light and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Until next time, friend, have yourself a wonderful and blessed Thursday.